Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will give a wheat update, deliver some livestock tips, extension news, and cover all the happenings in and around the extension office. But first, for today's Did You Know, that Kansas is one of the fastest growing dairy regions in the United States. Kansas is home to more than 143,000 dairy cattle on 300 dairies. The dairy industry and its farmers work every day, each day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to provide Kansans with a healthy, safe, and secure supply of milk. Milk is the oldest form of nutrition we have today. In my farming news, wheat harvest is underway. A few wheat farmers have started cutting wheat around the county, with moisture levels around 10% and test weight as high as 58. It's my wish that we have a successful and safe harvest. More details about the harvest will be in the weeks coming. On our livestock side, consider using our livestock mineral as means of getting your cows to graze all areas of your pasture. Salt and mineral does not need to be placed next to water, and we have found out that cattle will travel to get it. This is an easy way to help promote even grazing distribution, so give it a try. Also, summer can lead to pink eye problems in cattle. Pink eye is one of the most common diseases in cattle and is a major economic importance to Kansas cattle producers. Although much research is ongoing to understand the complex of this disease, the keys to prevent and control of pink eye still rely on the basis of maximizing the herd's immunity system, minimizing exposure to the pink eye bacteria, face fly control, and maintaining an irritant-free environment as much as possible. The best strategy for treatment, prevention, and control of pink eye for a particular herd is best accomplished with early detection and the help of the local veterinarian. In our extension calendar, in June, plan to come visit the farmers market. Tell all your neighbors and friends, and also check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all their details. Every Saturday morning, from now through October, the farmers market will be open from 7:30 till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds at 710 West Woodside. Come get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, jams and jellies, pork, flowers, pecans, and so much more. Also, make plans for the Master Garden and Friends Garden Tour, Saturday, June 26th, from 9 till 2. The garden tour fee is $5 for advance tickets and $7 for the day of the tour. You can purchase the advance tickets at Smoky Hill Nursery, McPherson County Extension Office, Graber's Ace Hardware, Sheila's Garden Market, Hidden Closet, and Stutzman. We have 4 stops this year, and the Master Gardeners hope to see you Saturday, June 26th on their garden tour. Upcoming events in July, the Rural Appreciation Picnic, organized by McPherson Chamber of Commerce Ag Committee, is back on track for Friday, July 23rd. The event is a 51-year-old tradition to celebrate our agriculture community. The picnic is sponsored and served by members of the McPherson County Ag Chamber. On the menu again will be freshly grilled hamburgers from Crable's Specialty Meats, tasty baked beans, along with juicy watermelon provided by Perryland Partners. Tickets for the Rural Appreciation will be available at the sponsor's businesses 1 week prior to the event. We also have scheduled a grazing field day at the Gearing Farm just south of McPherson for Thursday, July 29th, and we plan on starting at 8 a.m. This grazing field day will have a tire tank demo and cover topics of grazing annuals and cover crops, along with electric fence options. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a good and safe Friday and a wonderful weekend.